Hello, everyone. This is John Alls, and I'd like to extend a welcome to you from Independence Baptist Church. We are glad you're able to listen to the broadcast this morning, and also want to extend an invitation to our church services. We are located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our Sunday services this morning will be starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, followed by worship services at 11. We do stay after services for a fellowship meal and then follow that with an hour of question and answer time about various topics out of the Bible. And then our Sunday evening services start at 4 o'clock with a prayer meeting and 4:30 worship services. Well, so far this month in the broadcast, we've talked about what to look for in a church, and Pastor Reynolds has also shared with us a message out of Psalms chapter 1 and another one out of Psalms chapter 2. And this week, Pastor Reynolds will be teaching out of Psalms chapter 3.
I wonder this morning, have you ever been in a whole lot of trouble? I mean, trouble of your own making. Trouble that is caused by you and not by someone else. Psalms 3 is a psalm of David concerning when he fled from Absalom, his son. And as you remember the story, David had committed adultery with Bathsheba, then killed Uriah, her husband, thinking that he was hiding his crime from God and everyone else. But he could not hide that crime from God. And Nathan came and presented the evidence, which David recognized and repented before God. Because of that great sin, God told David that he would have trouble in his family, and indeed David had much trouble in his family. The rebellion of Absalom is a part of that trouble that David faced because of his sin. And perhaps today, because of past sins, you are facing the judgment of God. You're facing conflict in your family or in your job or in your life or something else, and you're in great straits to find any kind of peace or harmony from it. I would refer you to Psalms 3, because in this psalm, David, in a very low part of his life, as he left his throne, and probably at night, and he passed over the brook Kidron with a few faithful followers as he was going to hide himself from the fury of his rebellious son. But David found peace and comfort and harmony there with the Lord, even as he was facing the consequences of his own sin. And you'll notice in this that David is also a type of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ also passed over the brook Kidron and faced that cross because of sin. It was not his sins that Jesus Christ faced. Rather, it was ours. Jesus Christ was put to death on the cross of Calvary, not because he had sinned, rather because we had sinned and he was paying the price for us. But in the psalm before us, David is paying the price for his own sin. And we'll see here in verse 1, as David is crossing over the brook Kidron, and here's what he cries out unto the Lord. He said, Lord. And you'll notice that David is here speaking to the Lord. And so I would say to you this morning, if you're facing difficulties and troubles and trials in your life because of your own sins, talk to the Lord about it. That's what David did. David said, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. In this day, as David looked at the situation before him, and perhaps as you look at the situation in your life and how that things are collapsing on you, as David looked at this situation, he saw it in a correct way. The Bible states in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 12 that the conspiracy was strong. The people increased continually with Absalom, and many of David's faithful followers went away from him to follow the rebellious Absalom. And it may be today that the situation in your life is that they that are against you are increasing, and you're greatly troubled by all of those things that come upon you. But I would say unto you, look unto the Lord. But remember this, if we do not look to the Lord in times of peace and harmony, would we be able, would we be willing to look to the Lord in times of difficulty and trouble? David is such a man after God's own heart, and David is such a man that would look to the Lord at all times, whether it was times of trouble or times of great sorrow, stress, and tribulation. David was one to praise God in the house of God. David did not wait until trouble came along to call out unto the Lord. But the fact is that when trouble came, David did cry to the Lord. This is what we need to remember, that we need to cry out unto the Lord when in times of trouble and stress and tribulations. It may be that there's a multitude against you, even as it was with David. And it may be this morning that you have many, many sins, that there's many fiends that are against you. It may be that there's a great crowd of bodily pains and physical afflictions, maybe spiritual sorrows that are surrounding you, and it seems there's no way for you to escape. That's what David felt. But listen, Jesus Christ went through the same thing for us. Jesus Christ faced the pangs of death. Jesus Christ, even in the Garden of Gethsemane, sweat, as it were, great drops of blood, and said to his Father, "If there's a way that this cup can pass from me, let it pass from me, but not my will, but thine be done." David, at this point, understands what's happening to him and why it's happening. That's why he calls out unto his God. David knows that even though the people are saying God will not help him, even though David heard the cry of Shemaiah as he was leaving, and Shemaiah was throwing up dust in the air and saying, "Go up, thou bloody man. God hath forsaken thee, and he's left you." And David understood that it was his sin, it was David's sin, that had caused this problem and affliction to come upon him. He knew that that was so. But remember this, that it was Jesus Christ, as he hung on the cross of Calvary, that said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" It may be well that you think that God has forsaken you and that God doesn't care about you. But let me tell you, you need to cry out unto the Lord, because that's what David did. That's our example that we ought to follow. "Lord, how are they increased that trouble me?" David says there in verse 1. But notice David's attitude changes in verse 3 when he says, "But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill." What a confidence here David has in the Lord. And David understands that the difficulties that he's presently going through, running from his rebellious son Absalom, is David's own fault. And yet he still says, "But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me." His cry is for God to be a blessing and to be a protector of him. And of course, God will do that. Oftentimes, our sins get us into a lot of trouble. But we trust in God in the midst of our sins to even save us from ourselves and to save us from those that would afflict us and trouble us and try us. Notice David said here in verse 4, "I cried unto the Lord with my voice." Notice David says, "with my voice." I think it's good to pray silently, don't you? Oftentimes it's good to pray silently. But in this case, David prayed aloud unto his Lord. He prayed aloud. He prayed with his voice. I wonder if there was anyone there to hear David as he prayed aloud. David was not concerned about whether a person would hear him. He was concerned that God would hear him. And so he cried with anguish of voice. It is true that David's enemies are crying with anguish of voice against him. Therefore, David cries with anguish of voice to the Lord, that God might be a help unto him. The Bible said then in verse 5 that after David had prayed, and understand this, the sequence of events is taking place here. David is running from his rebellious son, Absalom. And then David says, I prayed unto the Lord. I lifted up my voice unto the Lord. But notice in verse 5, the Bible said, I laid me down and slept. What a blessing it is that God had given David rest in all of the anxieties that he's going through. The Bible states over there in the book of 2 Samuel that when David had passed over the brook Kidron, that there he worshiped God. And what a wonderful blessing it is to be able to really worship God during times of trouble and trial, because God hears our prayer. You know, everything doesn't have to be exactly right for God to hear our prayers. Sometimes things can be totally wrong, even wrong caused by us. And God will still hear our prayer and give us rest and peace. What a wonderful thing it is to understand that God giveth His beloved sleep. There is a sleep of holy confidence in the Lord. But notice something else. Verse 5 states that I laid me down and slept. But then the Bible said, I awakened. Think of this. Some folks sleep the sleep of death, but the Lord sustained David. That's what he says there in verse 5. David had a quietude about his heart because he had faith in God. It's not that David was just a courageous person, but he was courageous. But David's strength and his courage came from God. God gave him an inner peace and an inner contentment, so much so that in the midst of running from his rebellious son Absalom and all the hosts that Absalom had gathered together to fight King David, David could still just lay down and take his rest. David did not attempt to underestimate the enemy that was against him. Verse 6, David says, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people. That's an innumerable company. David said, I will not be afraid of them. What's he going to do? He says this. He said, Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone, that hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. You see, in this whole life that we live, we need to trust God, not just trust circumstances. Listen, it is easier to trust God when things are going good. But can you trust God when it's all falling apart? That's where real faith is. It's just believing in God and having a peace that God is going to take care of things and work things out when we don't see any possibility for it to even happen that way. But God can do it. Look what he says in verse 8. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Notice this is grace. Salvation is of the Lord. It's not of men. It's not of things that we do or say or think or whatever, but it's of God. God is the one that grants unto us salvation. God is the one that grants unto us His strength. Thy blessing, the Bible states, shall be upon thy people. It shall not be upon a place. It shall be upon the people of God. Listen this morning. If you're facing anguish, trouble, and trial in your own heart and your life because of your own personal sins, cry out unto the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to Him with your voice. Speak to the Lord. God will give you peace. He's very able.
Well, we pray that the message has been a blessing to you this morning. And if you are struggling with troubles in your life, and you need to talk to someone, feel free to call us at 636-673-2180. You can also find some very good resources on our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. There are a lot of articles, tracts, and books that you can download for free. But what we want you to keep in mind, and we want to be there for as a help and to kind of point you in the right direction, but as humans, we can be there in His encouragement, and we can be there to point you to Christ. But true peace in the storm can only come from God. And when you're in your troubles and you're in your trials, remember this passage out of Psalms chapter 3, how that in his time of trouble, David called upon the Lord. And in verse 3 of Psalms chapter 3, it says, But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. The Lord is there, and he can be a help, and he will be a help. But we've got to go to him, and we've got to call on him and submit to him for help in our times of trouble. Well, our time for today is up, but we do want to thank you for listening and remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.